Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings, music lovers, and a warm welcome to this latest edition of Folk Scene, our 10th. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? And Folk Scene is brought to you courtesy of MinervaRadio.uk, but you know that already, really, don't you? This time out, I have some new releases, some news about the forthcoming Shrewsbury Folk Festival, plus other gigs, and a classic track from the Brocken Vinyl Archive. So without further ado, let's get started with a band who have been creating a bit of a stir in their native Norway. They're called Buster Sledge and describe their style as new timey sad grass, which is pretty good, isn't it? The album's entitled Nice Time on Earth Today, and this is the last day of the worst year.
City minus of the gilded hero sits in bums. Gilded hero sits in bums on the last day of the worst year. The argument swells hot in his lungs. Says, here comes the rescue ladders imposing rungs. Here comes the rescue ladders imposing rungs. Escape velocity minus sun. A narrow path made hope by restriction. You gotta be lucky to be stranger than fiction. You gotta be lucky to be stranger than fiction on the last day of the worst year. Bathos to bathos in an empty theater. Big eyes push from a downtrodden conspirator. Big eyes push from a downtrodden conspirator. Escape velocity minus sun. My heart grew hard, hard to pray for you much. If you're cool with me calling, I'm cool with you not picking up. If you're cool with me calling, I'm cool with you not picking up. I put down the phone feeling empty. Man, I always wanted a manual two-seater on the last day of the worst year. They left me stranded on President, stranded on Graham. Shoulder to the bumper just because I gave a damn. Shoulder to the bumper just because I gave a damn. Escape velocity minus sun. Stares at the phone and locking thumbs. Grabs the guitar and he mumbles and he strums. Grabs the guitar and he mumbles and he strums on the last day of the worst year. Let me go, let me stay, say Baba be my teacher. Lost between a grave and the stadium bleachers. Lost between a grave and the stadium bleachers. Escape velocity minus sun. My heart grew hard, hard to pray for you much. If you're cool with me calling, I'm cool with you not picking up. If you're cool with me calling, I'm cool with you not picking up. I'll put down the phone feeling empty. No one has to wonder if you're gonna appear. You probably slipped out of town when you put yourself down. I'll put down this feeling, feeling empty.
Lovely stuff. I really like that. You could describe that as emo bluegrass, really, couldn't you? Subject matter. She's not picking up. That's The Last Day of the Worst Year. Oh, great title from a really good album called Nice Time on Earth Today by Buster Sledge. And that's they're a Norwegian Californian outfit. How about that? And The Last Day of the Worst Year is just a, you know, just a great title, I think. The band consists of said Californian, Mike Barrett Donovan, also Jakob Fokosui, Michael Johnson and Vidar Starheim Sator. Really, really good. So we've got now a subgenre called New Timey Sadgrass. And I'd like to call it sub-subgenre Emo Bluegrass. Great stuff. Smashing album. Check them out. Check them out. Just tap it in. Check them out. You won't be disappointed. Okay, another newie now, at least to folk scene, is an album released very late last year by the illustrious Katie Whitehouse. We received a single from Katie a while back entitled Earthman, which is just lovely, and we've played it on Folk Scene. And I'm pleased to say that a very nice CD album has turned up at our offices as well. And don't forget, everybody, if you're an agent out there, we still like CDs because it goes into our growing record library, which is very important for any station, isn't it really? So this is the opening track from Katie Whitehouse's album entitled Drawing Lines. It's her first, I think, but suggests to me that should there be anything to follow, we'd definitely be playing it. So this is Katie Whitehouse and Spaces.
Dry your tears, the days conspire to cloud your beautiful soul. And I hope you still feel whole. I sense the spaces in your heart. Know your fears, they're part of who you are, who you'll always be. Of your rainbow, I'll always be right beside you, whatever you say, whatever you do. Love the spaces in your heart, the spaces in your heart, spaces in your heart. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. What a great production on that as well. Really like that. Very contemporary, Katie, honestly. Katie Whitehouse there and Spaces, the opener from her album Drawing Lines, which is out now. Just great. I mean, I just think, I mean, I've got my producer sitting next to me here and he knows his stuff about production. And Ian was saying, blimey, that's a very, very good production job, that. Excellent. Katie Whitehouse and the track Spaces from her album Drawing Lines, which is out now. Here's another newie, this time from a Cologne-based band who apparently completely rocked the house at this year's Celtic Connections. The band is named Stereo Naked. The album is called Upside Down. And this is The Wrong Chord.
Every time you look me in the eyes, I play the wrong chord. Wrong chord, I do. Every time you go and throw a cheeky smile, shit gets out of tune. When you go and call me by my name, I miss the beat. And when you go and stand there next to me, honey, I sure feel the heat. It ain't easy having you around. The same room as me, no matter how big the crowd. And then you go and offer me a drink and the band gets one too. Yodel-ay, I think I love you. Get that look from you, I play the wrong chord. Wrong chord, I do. Just a wink, just a smile, the slightest touch and I'm out of tune. When you go and call me by my name, I miss the beat. And when you go and stand there next to me, honey, I sure feel the heat. It ain't easy having you around. The same room as me, no matter how big the crowd. And then you go and offer me a drink and the band wants one too.
Oh, I want one too.
And me, please.
Yodel-ay, I think I love.
That I do like that indeed. Yeah, it's good stuff. That Stereo Naked and The Wrong Chord. It's a bit sad at the moment, isn't it? We're getting a bit sad here. But anyway, the Celtic Connections event programs confirmed to me actually that Stereo Naked show, which was on the opening weekend of the event, was one of the most talked about up in Glasgow. So that's very interesting for the band, isn't it? They're based around a New Zealander, Pierce Black, and an Australian, Pepita Emmerichs. She also works with Rain After, and they're interesting, very interesting band that. I'm going to keep an eye out for Stereo Naked because I think they're quite hot, and I'll keep you posted if I get any more new stuff. They've certainly gone down well in Scotland anyway. Okay, talking about the Minerva Radio Music Library, which is now being used to upload nearly 6,000 tracks, I think. Yeah, I've got the confirmation here into our selector. I came across US singer Annie Dresner's Coffee at the Corner Bar album from 2020, which is up there on the selector, you know, and I presented on Radio Merseyside as a new release during that lockdown year. You might recall that Annie Dresner gathered rave reviews for her songs, but that 2020 album ended up being a bit lost during COVID. You know, it was just, you know, it didn't get played. So I intend to do that over the next several programs, anyway, let's say. So the 2020 album by Annie Dresner, American artist who works over here, the album Coffee at the Corner, which is released by Proper, is a belter, you know. So if you can kind of come across it somehow, please do so. Here's an example from it, Midnight Bus. I think that's a lost album. Annie Dresner's Coffee at the Corner Bar, which came out late 2020. And of course, it was lost in the COVID. I was going to say the rush then, but of course, there was no rush. It was exactly the opposite of that, wasn't it? Certainly went under the radar. That's probably the best way of saying it. So I'm going to play a few tracks on that over the next few months, because I think Annie requires a bit of, you know, pushing for the album. I think it's a cracking thing. And it's out on Proper. You know, Proper distributed it and they produced it. So nice piece of work there. Okay, more names have been announced for the Great Shrewsbury Folk Festival, which, as usual, takes place over 4 days late August. I think it's 23 to 26, the dates on it this year. And there's some great stuff on. I mean, it's just amazing. Listen to this. I mean, Ladysmith Black Man Bazo are on. Beth Nielsen Chapman, I'll get it right in a minute. Beth Nielsen Chapman's on. Actually, Jackie McShee's Pentangle are on as well. They're amongst the new names just revealed for the bank holiday lineup. We've also got Mary Gauthier on, Catherine Tickell and The Darkening, The Wandering Hearts, The Hello Darlings, a Canadian band you might not have heard of, but they're really good. And The Pleasures are coming from Australia. Also, we've got Suntu Sosu, Anthony John Clark, who's a scream, really, Allo Kane, are all being added to the roster over the last week or so. Fantastic lineup, really. Really diverse. Mary Black's going to be on. Eric Bibb, great blues man. Ward Thomas, Man Ran, great band. Le Vent du Nord, the Canadian, French-Canadian band. The Sentimentals, oh, there's just so many on it. And people that we play too, for example, Renagri, Joshua Burnell and his band, Rosie Hood band, Paticus, Winter Wilson. Now, I've got to dig out my Winter Wilson stuff. They're a great duo, you know. So there's so many things on, and I thought we'd play a few bits and pieces from some of my favourite nominees there for the Folk Festival. And one of them being Anthony John Clark. I played this track quite a lot on the BBC, so much so actually that Linda McDermott picked up on it and she played it. And then Billy Maher picked up on it and he played it because it is a genuinely droll piece of work, this. Listen to Anthony John Clark's Boot Fur.
I have only information and I know the location. Won't you come to the boot fair? 20 pence to get in. Wendy gave me a ring. She said we gotta get down there. With all the stamp collectors, smoke detectors, the 1969 home slide projector, Lego Meccano, some glass that's not Murano, and six LPs by Jose Feliciano. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. We don't need to stay long, it's going for a song. I just wanna go to the boot fair. It's in the field beside the station, new obsession of the nation. Won't you come to the boot fair? There's free parking for the cars and it's not very far, and we're all out in the fresh air. With the broken buckaroos and an orthopedic shoe, some dusty old dolls' houses, some short leather skirts, some military shirts, and some big girls' blouses. Oh, there's Victor with his valiants and his beezers and his dandies at the boot fair. One Kenwood Chef Etna, that could be handy at a boot fair. Some beads, some seats, some picture frames. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, what were their names? A roulette wheel, but the ball's not there. Only 250, but do we really care about this little book of poetry by Sylvia Plath at the boot fair? You said it would be funny, didn't make me laugh at the boot fair. You see in every city, every town, save up your pennies, stroll up and down. Brackets, hinges, odds and ends, never go alone, phone a friend. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. You don't need to stay long, it's all going for a song. Come with me to the boot fair. I got a pair of Levi's with a broken zip at the boot fair. I'm Wendy Neuer Troika from her Clara's Cliff at the boot fair. The Subudio teams with the keepers long gone. Action men with absolutely nothing on. A nurse's costume, suspenders and syringe. A dodgy DVD starring Danish twins. Some fishing hooks as well, and a Dan Brown book from a guy who was a policeman but he looked like a crook. Andy Murray's tennis racket, fancy that. Basil D'Oliveira's cricket bat. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. You don't need to stay long, it's all going for a song. I just wanna go to the boot fair. I got a tablecloth and overcoat, a roller skate at the boot fair. And I could have had your roof rack and your number plates at the boot fair. I got myself some brand new curtains for my kitchen. Cassettes by Paul Mitchell and Fairport Convention. Handles, candles, teddy bears and trolls. A thousand things I'll never use at all. It is 4 p.m. and there's a spot of rain at the boot fair. And next week we'll come back and do it all again at the boot fair. That Jodie Foster poster, she looks smoky. A book to teach yourself how to do the hokey-cokey. And a CD with Tuesday night is always karaoke. What a fabulous boot fair. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. We won't be there long, it's all going for a song. Come with me to the boot fair. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. We won't be there long, it's all going for a song. Come with me to the boot fair.
No, that's good stuff, that. I've played that a few times on the BBC, I can tell you. Anthony John Clarke, very popular guy in Liverpool, and he's playing the Shrewsbury Festival. Good songwriter, you know, very effective performer. And actually, he's got a sense of humour. I'd say that very droll, really. Some good rhymes in there too. Anthony John Clarke, anyway. He's at Shrewsbury towards the late August, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. You'll probably get a few sets from Anthony John Clarke, I would have thought. Also at Shrewsbury are just the two of them, are a duo I mentioned some weeks ago, and saying that I did expect to see them turn up on the festival circuit. Well, I learnt last week that Joe and Will Sartin, a.k.a. Patticus, are going to be at Shrewsbury. Well, that's enough to get me down there for a start-up, because I really rate Patticus. They're a smashing pair. So let's take a listen to the Sartins, shall we, following in their dad's footsteps. This is a brilliant piece of work. I really love it. It's the American Stranger traditional song, plus the Princess Waltz, all segued together. See what you think of this.
I'm a stranger in this country, from America I came. There's no one that knows me, nor can tell to me my name. I'm a stranger in this country, and I've tarried here a while. I have rambled from my darling, for many's the long. Some say I am rakish, some say I am wild. Some say I am rakish, pretty girls to beguile. But to prove myself loyal, you shall go along with me. I will take you to America, my darling, for to be. We are all bound for America, our ship will soon set sail. Kind heaven will protect us with a swift and prosperous gale. Help to pretty Polly, she's the girl that I adore. Likewise to pretty Susan, although she's so poor. Here's a help to pretty Betsy, my joy and heart. Shall grow a myrtle tree. That's if ever I prove false to the girl that loves me. And the moon shall be in darkness, and the stars shall have no light. That's if ever I prove false to my own heart's delight. I'm a stranger in this country, from America I came. There's no one that knows me, nor can tell to me my name. I'm a stranger in this country, and I've tarried here a while. I have rambled from my darling, for many's the long mile.
So nice. That's a lovely thing. Joan Wilsart in there, a.k.a. Patticus, An American Stranger mixed with Princess Waltz. Great, that. That's from their EP that came out in 2023. And we said a few weeks ago, didn't we, you know, try and see them if they turn up on the festival circuit. And they're starting to. So Shrewsbury's going to be the place for me, I can tell you. I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys this summer. I also mentioned Joshua Burnell and Band are booked for Shrewsbury. So let's have, I said Shrewsbury then instead of Shrewsbury. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I'll be posh then, Shrewsbury. So let's have a taste of Josh Burnell and his band from the latest album, Glass Night. This is Played My Part.
Pilot, where we going? Been riding on this ship so long. You're steering us home or to the apocalypse. Has it really come to this? A borrowed word, a hollow kiss. Still I played my part. Holding on to patchwork wings. Eyes on to greater things. Black was mine. Can I unpick my stitch in time? Still, I played my part. Try to do what's right. Remember, it's an uphill fight. A fallen angel's mocking you as he forces me to tears. I'll scream into his covered ears. Still, I played my part.
Played my part. Joshua Burnell and his band from their latest album, Glass Night, came out towards the back end of 2023. Played my part. Good title, good lyrics, great sound, and, you know, lovely playing on it, really good. Very talented folk rock singer-songwriter, Joshua Burnell, and he's playing Shrewsbury in August, back end of August, so that can't be bad, can it? I mean, it's just a great bill, this. Fantastic. To continue, the Rosie Hood Band are going to be on at Shrewsbury as well. And we played a few Rosie Hood tracks. In fact, they got into our top 10 albums, didn't they, at the back end of last year? So let's have a track from their latest album, A Seed of Gold. This is Wild Man of the Sea.
I am the wild man of the sea. In midnight's glow, they came for me. Their eyes reflect the blaze in hand. Their fear stole me from the sand. I am the wild man
Recommend that album to you enough. We've played it here on Minerva Radio several times, tracks from it, and we'll probably end up playing all of the album, I think, bit by bit, you know, and then go back and start playing it again. I do recommend it to you most sincerely. It's a really solid, strong piece of work, and it's been beautifully produced up in Sheffield at the Keystone Studio in Sheffield by Tom Wright, and it's just a really belting example of the way that British traditional music is moving along a very, very interesting pathway, I think. And it's real value for money because there's 11 tracks that are mixtures of Rosie tracks and traditional music. And it's all got that really definitive sound that, you know, you know it's authentic all the way through. The Rosie Hood Band, the album's called A Seed of Gold, and that track was The Wild Man of the Sea. And, of course, the Rosie Hood Band are also scheduled for Shrewsbury or Shrewsbury. More names, I think, are to be announced, but I'll keep you posted, and that's what we've got so far. Worthwhile telling you, actually, you know, for those of you who haven't been there, there's a great on-site camping and glamping area. There's a smashing food village. I mean, you can't go to Shrewsbury and not eat good food, I don't think. I mean, the stuff in the market's fantastic there, isn't it? There's a festival shop, there's a craft fair, all the usual sort of real ale, you know. Festival spills out into the town centre as well, which makes the town centre really, really interesting and fascinating. They're very, very friendly people there. And the day and weekend tickets are now on sale, I think, now that they've announced that the bulk of the artists are going to be on. So if you check out shrewsburyfolkfestival.co.uk, you can find out the different prices. I think they start around 40-odd quid. And you've got carer concessions these days too, which is also very, very good. And there's even a payment plan over 3 months if you wanted to get involved in that. So, you know, we've no excuses really, have we, to get involved. Okay, classic track time now, but it's also linked to this great event at Shrewsbury coming up in August. Mention of Jackie McShee's Pentangle previously playing Shrewsbury made me think of John Renbourn, the great John Renbourn. So we haven't played one yet on this version of Folk Scene. So let's have a later Renbourn belter. I really like this one, Floating Stone.
Fire on the river, the strange thing I saw. Water a golden cloak with sparkling jewels wore. Flower of the twelfth hour, in springtime weaves its spell. Fire on the river, such a strange thing to tell. And there did pass a floating stone, all colours shining now, so bright and clear. And I did wonder where would be its journey's end, and who was there to draw the brand and dry Our Lady's tear, to say the word that every man might hear. Fisher King does lie, watching the window where the hawk of light shall fly. Tallow is the candle, and crystal is the ring. Cold is the stone brought to heal the Fisher King. Silver, your wishes will come true. Follow down a rainbow, see what becomes of you. To lose the seven rivers and set the waters free. To wake again the slumbering earth and plant a starlight tree. Flight, I fly. I was there when the word was whispered softer than the sigh.
Floating Stone from John Renbourn. We don't hear John Renbourn enough, really, do we? It's almost as if, I don't know, people in mainstream popular music broadcasting have forgotten all about us anyway. But even those few who are on the nationwide public service broadcasting station, that shall be remain nameless, don't seem to remember any of this stuff. How much the likes of Bert Jansch and John Renbourn, Richard Thompson, Ralph McTell, how much they all influence us, and many, many others as well. Very important player, lovely voice, and his arrangements are just exquisite, really, aren't they, for two or even just three pieces. Fantastic. And that's from a later album, actually. Came out in the mid to late 90s, I think, called The Lost Sessions. It's been reissued in various different ways since that time, but its playing is just so exquisite. Articulate as well, wasn't it? Very pastoral too, I think. And it was something to do, this song, I think, was something to do with his decamping from London to Devon at that time. I think he then decamped again and ended up in Scotland shortly before his death. I think, I didn't necessarily follow where he was moving around, but he seemed to be quite a restless soul, didn't he? One of my heroes, anyway, the great John Renbourn, the great late John Renbourn. Here's a new thing I've been playing at home a lot. Now, it's by Niall McCabe. It's from an album called Rituals, which was only released in February. And we played a track from it around the time of its actual release, in fact. Great voice here. Really strong body of work, the album is. And it's excellent playing. And currently, one of my favourite albums of this year so far. We played the opener to the album last month as a sample. So let's go to the closing track as our selection for this show. This is Niall McCabe and Valhalla.
Why the west wind moves, blown across the sea, does it know that I'm waiting for the wind to blow that girl to me? And how high the east wind rides, high upon the night, can you see that I'm waiting for the wind to blow my love away? Valhalla, near Havana, heaven help me now. That girl of mine, Valhalla, Havana, heaven help me now. Southern cry, warm inviting lies, oh, but I'll stay true to the pretty little girl who waits for me tonight. Valhalla, Havana, heaven help me now.
That? Do you like that? I think that's great. Niall McCabe and Valhalla from his brand new album Rituals. I missed seeing Niall, actually, I think, as he was down to play the King's Lock in Middlewich on the 28th of Feb, and I forgot all about it. Harumph. That's a real harumph, that. Fantastic voice. What a great voice. And he's a really accomplished fingerstyle player as well. Lovely. The way he was singing and then and playing his musical part, you know, in the same way. It's just brilliant the way he's been able to do that. He's been very popular over recent months, live tour in Ireland, Europe and the USA. Actually opened for Chris Isaak on his UK tour. And he actually supported Ed Sheeran as well. So this is a guy who knows his stuff. And he's also been lending his voice to the Irish trad fusion band Bioga. You know, they're a really well-known Irish band, aren't they? And did well at Celtic Connections up in Scotland in January. He's a man to watch, I would say. Niall McCabe, The album's called Rituals. And so far from Rituals, we played the first track, which was Stonemason, and the last track, which was Valhalla. Good stuff, that. Speaking of gigs missed, here's one I'm going to miss in April. I'll be in Belfast while Karen McLeod will be playing the Stage Blues Club in Southwell Notts on the 20th of April. She's supporting Ridian Hapgood's Blue Fire. What a great name that is, Ridian Hapgood's Blue Fire. I wish I had a name like Ridian. That's a great name. So let's have a bit of Karen, shall we? Very, very nice interpretation of a piece of music that I know as Vestapol, actually. But Karen has adapted it and called it Hold Fast, Furry Lewis. Stuff. Well done, Karen. That's good. Great version of a tune I know was Vestapol, which was an Elizabeth Cotton piece of music as I came across it. But actually, I was lucky enough to be shown it by Stefan Grossman. I was at Bob Buckle's one day in Wallasey going for me guitar lessons, and Bob had had his club night the previous night, and Stefan had been playing. And so I said, oh, I really like your playing this. And so he showed me something, you know. And he was the first guy to really introduce that DAD, F sharp, AD tuning, you know, to me. And I was just amazed the sounds you could get out of it in the D chord. Really good. It opens up you to some magical sounds if you drop it down to DAD, F sharp, AD. Fantastic. So Furry Lewis, as far as Karen's concerned, Elizabeth Cotton for me, all the same, isn't it? It's just all the same. Well, time is not quite... almost, but not quite beaten us. Just enough time, in fact, to let you know that the great Feast of Fiddles supergroup is hitting the road next month, in a couple of weeks' time. Peter Knight's in it this time, Steel Eye and Gig Spanner, Jerry Blakely from the Band of Two, Ian Cutler from Bully Wee, Marion Fleetwood from the Sandy Denny Project, Tom Leary, Joe Brown, Brian McNeil's playing, he of the Battlefield Band, and Dave Mattox is on drums. That should be really good fun. So check out the Feast of Fiddles social media for dates. Meanwhile, check this out as well, and I'll see you soon. All the best.